Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 2. And we've made our way so far through the first three verses of Proverbs 2. On Monday, we saw verse 1 that says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." We focused on the word "if." My son, if thou wilt receive my words. And we saw that the way of wisdom that we've been discussing is a choice. It is something that we decide, unlike animals who have a instinct and act according to a code that God gives them as a species. Humans don't have that. Rather, we have a soul and a spirit. And it's God's plan. It was God's plan from the beginning that the human spirit was to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But of course, when Adam sinned and fell, as a result of that, man was left without a governing principle. And of course, today, man's saved by the grace of God. It is possible once again for the Holy Spirit of course, we know the Holy Spirit does indwell us. But the possibility exists here that the Holy Spirit can control the human spirit. But again, I want to say it's the possibility. It's not automatic. We still have the ability to choose whether or not we will yield control of our hearts and lives to the Spirit of God. So we talked about how that the way of wisdom, it's a way that must be received and be receptive. And then secondly, we saw yesterday, "Incline thine ear unto wisdom," verse 2, "and apply thy heart to understanding." And it goes on to say, "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding." We focused on the action verbs, incline, apply, Christ, liftest. And we saw that there's a determined effort that's definitely talked about here, that we must not only be receptive, but we must also be responsive as far as the way of wisdom, if we're to acquire God's wisdom in our lives. And then today it brings us to verse number 4, Proverbs 2:4. "If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hidden treasures." Now, can I say that silver is not something that typically is found laying on the top of the ground, but it is something that is mined from deep within the earth. Of course, the thought here says, hid treasures, for her is hid treasures. Well, there is a certain amount of resolve involved in mining. Of course, that's where blue jeans came from. They were invented because it was such hard work that it wore the britches out of the men who mined. And so they actually used the tent fabric and rivets and created breeches that were later, of course, what we know today, and some of the brands survive. Blue jeans that are common American apparel. But I'll have to say this, it's tough work. It's hard work. It's not something that comes and finds us. It's something you got to work for. And of course, people, they wear themselves out to unearth worldly treasure, which they most of the time squander. But you know, if we could take and give the same resolution, the same resolve, if we could do that for eternal treasure, and if we could give that same sort of intensity to mining the Word of God, to digging out its truths and its treasures, to immersing ourselves in the truths of God's Word on a daily basis, "If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures." So I want to say today, the way of wisdom, it is a way that requires that we be resolute, that we must, it's not something haphazard, it's not something casual, but it's something that we must put our heart and mind, and it requires some work. And I want to say that the treasure and the eternal dividends and the dividends in life are certainly worthwhile. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless us, we pray, as we endeavor to mine the truths of your word, in Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.